Growing the Game with Ballsy. He's brought to you by Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan and the Concord Group of Companies. Brought to you by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage, the home expert team. If you need a real estate agent in Regina and surrounding area, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355. Brought to you by Wheel Estate. Got a travel trailer you want to rent out or rent one this upcoming camping season? Check them out at wheelestate.ca, and their rentals are backed by a $1 million insurance policy. And I'd like to welcome a new sponsor, Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Saskatchewan. If you're looking for pedigree, durum, lentils, peas, or chickpeas this spring, give Paul a call at 306-869-7629 or check them out online at rivièreagseeds.ca. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, a podcast dedicated to growing the sport of football in Saskatchewan. Now, here's Ballsy.
And it's time for another season of Double Steak with Darian Durant. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to another great football season.
Yeah, we love your insights. And here's one that you can speak to. Ricky Ray retires as he ends a great and illustrious career. You went to war against him. Your thoughts on Ricky Ray?
Just a warrior. I mean, a guy who's dealt with so much adversity, not only with the injuries, but being traded from Edmonton at a time when, you know, he felt like he was at his prime and, you know, he did no wrong. So, you know, that just shows you the part of the business. But he kept his head down, kept working, persevered through all the injuries, and brought some great cup championships to Toronto as well. So he's just a warrior in my mind, a guy that I enjoy going to battle with each time we did. And, you know, I'm glad to see him go, because seeing him laying on that turf time after time, you know, it kind of took something out of me, being, you know, us quarterbacks, we look at each other and we look at the small fraternity that we're in, and you don't ever want to see a guy laying on that turf. And, you know, I'm just happy that he's okay now. He's had a great career, one of the most accurate quarterbacks I've ever seen. So I'm just glad I was able to go to battle with him.
What are those midfield chats like after the game when you guys are done and you run to center field? Because you always see the quarterbacks look for each other, just like the head coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's special. It's special. That's that fraternity that I mentioned. You know, we just go and, you know, the main thing we say to each other is just stay healthy. You know, we play a position where, you know, your guard's down a little. You're relying on everyone else to kind of take care of you. And some hits you can't protect yourself on. So the main thing we do is tell each other to stay healthy. You know, if a guy's having a hell of a season, we definitely mention that, you know, keep playing well. And, you know, we'll see you down the line. So it's always been good conversations with Ricky. Really had some good ones after the playoff games.
Yeah, he definitely threw probably the nicest deep ball I've ever seen in this league. Just really looked effortless when he launched that thing out of there. Darian Durant, a warrior in his own right, joining us here on the broadcast here with the Double Steak. So, Darian, speaking of quarterback, Zach Collaros is making the trip to Calgary, but he won't play. I'm a guy that says, I don't even know if I want to see Zach Collaros in the preseason at all, given that the Riders have a big question mark behind him. How do you feel?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Especially with there not being a proven guy behind him. You want to protect him, make sure he can get to the regular season healthy. Unfortunately, he has a history of kind of getting dinged up. So protecting Zach is the most important thing, because, you know, without him, I don't see I don't see a really bright thing going on if Zach isn't there. So hopefully he can stay healthy, and this is the right move for Coach Dickinson for sure.
Everybody comes to this point in their career, if they're a professional athlete, I really think Zach Collaros is at a crossroads. Do you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to say. I think that Zach has been going through a lot, you know, changing teams, going across the country, playing in a new offense, playing with guys you've never played with before. I've experienced that going to Montreal. It's not easy. So, I mean, if you want to say it's a crossroads season, I can see it both ways, but I definitely think he has a lot to prove this year. I think the defense is stacked. Coach Jones has done a great job with the personnel on that side of the ball. And then Jeremy with the additions of Micah Johnson and Solomon Elamimian going on that defense. The defense is going to be good. So it's going to be up to that offense and Zach to make sure he can produce, because last year, I mean, you know, they led the league in turnovers, led the league in points, and still couldn't get it done offensively. So this is a big year for Zach.
What are you looking for from the backup quarterbacks today? Is the guy that played the position, Fajardo, Watford, even Harker. What are you looking from those guys today?
The main thing is to manage the team. I mean, if you look at Saskatchewan over the past couple years, it's been a defensive team. You want your quarterback to go out there and manage the game. Don't turn the ball over. Don't put the defense in bad spots. And that's what I'm looking for from the backups, making sure they have command of the huddle, making sure they can move the ball, change field position, and take care of the ball. Like I keep saying, with this defense, you have to protect the ball, and that's one of the things I want to see from these quarterbacks.
Darian Durant, do you remember your first preseason game? What were your feelings and emotions like, and how tough was it to keep it in check? And then, but like you said, you're in charge of it's one thing to be nervous as a running back or a receiver. It's another thing to go in there and have to direct people and be a young guy in the league.
No question. I was just full of nerves. I mean, I just didn't want to go home. I mean, it was my first CFL action. I'm getting used to a new game. And, you know, the guys in front of me were established veterans. And I was in a position where I just wanted to prove myself and prove that I belong. And I think a lot of those guys are going through the same things. I mean, everyone knows that Zach is the guy, that the jobs behind him are wide open. And those guys, you know, they realize that. So they're going to go in excited and realize that they have a great opportunity to, you know, to be a professional quarterback. And, you know, hopefully they can go out there and have some success.
What was your default? Your legs? Because you were a good runner. You were a good runner throughout your career, but you were known for your legs kind of at the start, keeping plays alive. Was that kind of your default at the start?
Exactly. If I saw something that I didn't trust and I didn't want to pull the trigger, I knew that I had my legs to kind of rely on to get me out of trouble. And, you know, that's something, if you're a running quarterback, and there are a lot of running quarterbacks coming into the CFL, if you can just keep the chains moving, in two downs, you have to make something happen. So if you can keep the chains moving, move the ball, and show the coaches that you're not going to make a bad decision with the ball, you'd rather pull it down and make something positive happen, then, you know, for a young guy, I think that's the way to go.
Zach Collaros doesn't really have to worry about losing his job, and there was a veteran Darian Durant at 1.2 in his career. How much are you in the guy's ears during these games when you're not playing, if you're on the sidelines, helping him through and coaching him through besides the coaches?
You know what? Every guy is different. And you'll have those young guys before the game, you know, they'll come up to you and they'll say, hey, Darian, you know, I want you to help me out as much as you can. Tell me what you see, you know, when I come to the sideline. And then you'll have those guys who they want you to stay away from them. They want to go through it and experience themselves. So it really just depends on the player and, you know, how his confidence level is and what he wants from you. I was a guy, I love to kind of be around the quarterbacks when they come off the field, you know, see what they're seeing and kind of explain to them what I see. So it depends on the guy, but I think Zach will be great. You know, I don't know Cody personally and I don't know David personally, but they seem like guys that would want to learn and want to know, want to hear from Zach when they come to the sideline. So I can see that being the case.
Now, you've been through a few coaching changes on the same team in your career, and one that really kind of strikes me, you had Kent Austin. I know you were just cutting your teeth then, but you had Kent Austin more of a, I know the people said he was a player's coach, but to us, the media, he looked more like a guy that was kind of a little bit of a harder edge than a Ken Miller. I'm interested in seeing how this team goes from Chris Jones to Craig Dickinson. I kind of liken it to the same type of situation.
I can definitely see the similarities. You know, two totally different personalities. But, you know, Dickie's been around a long time. He's been around some great coaches, some great players. And I think he'll have that perfect mixture of toughness along with, you know, a little bit of leniency with the guy. So I really love Coach Dickinson. I love his attitude. And in my opinion, some of the best coaches, they start off as special teams coordinators. So they get to see the game. They get to manage the game, you know, from different angles. And that's very important. It's very underrated in our game, you know, coaches managing the game, knowing when to go for it, knowing when to punt, knowing when to go for the single. So I think he'll do a great job.
I'll tell you what, it's the preseason, our first broadcast, but this guy's already in mid-season form. Thanks for this, Darian Durant.
No problem, man. I got my feet wet a little bit last year, so I'm looking forward to taking off this year and having a great year with you.
Good, because who knows, man, you go at this pace, man, you leave me in the dust, you'll be on national TV. Thanks for this. I appreciate it, my friend.
Oh, man, thank you. Anytime.
That was another installment of Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a story idea you'd like Michael Ball to pursue, please email him at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com.